13051, Keystone Novelties Distributors, seeks a special use exception for a temporary tent sale, sections 115-72 and 115-210 of the county, Sussex County zoning code. The property is located on the south of Lighthouse Road, directly across from West Fenwick Boulevard. The 911 address is not available. The zoning district is B1. The tax parcel is District 533, Map 12, Parcel 94. We have zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and zero mail return.
And again, for the record, we have Max Bushall, who's been previously sworn in at the podium.
Okay, last one, I promise, for now at least. So this tent here sits on a vacant lot that is adjacent to a Cato gas and oil property. The tent is well beyond the setback requirement from the gas pumps, which is 50 feet in the state of Delaware. I believe we're at around 300 feet of setback from those gas pumps, so there's no concerns there. Standard tent setup here should be a 20 by 40 tent. Generator 25 feet away from the tent, inside lighting only, no outside. This particular location, there is no porta-john outline. That's because we believe that, well, we're working with the landlord. This particular location has restroom facilities on the inside that our operators may be able to take advantage of. If for some reason that arrangement were to fall through, we will add a porta-john facility for our operator. Traffic flow on this spot is really nice. It should be a good spot for us. And the other nice thing here is that it will be staked all the way around because it's sitting in a grass lot there as well. So the tent will be very secure to the ground. That's what I have for this one.
Questions?
This is new this year, right?
Correct.
That's the food line across the street, right?
Correct.
Okay. Yeah, I know where this is. That's a pretty good spot. That's off path from everything. Thank you. Just a 1 year?
1 year.
Mr. Sharp?
Same hours, 10 a.m., 10 p.m.?
Yes.
And then we're still looking June 21 to July 4?
Yes.
And we're looking for 3 days to set up, 10 to take down?
Yes.
No noise, no smells or vibration?
Correct.
And is this one going to have security 24/7 or will it be manned?
For now, it will be manned by one of our operators 24/7. There's no storage facility outlined. Should the operator request that they have a pack-up at night situation where the product's secure, we will provide a storage facility on site.
And, okay, no further questions. Thanks.
That concludes your presentation, sir?
Yes.
Anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? This time I'll close the public hearing for case 13051 for Keystone Novelty Distributors and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I will make a motion to approve case number 13051 for Keystone Novelty Distributors for the special use exemption. Because the proposed use will not substantially affect adversely the uses of neighboring and adjacent properties. So part of this motion, I move this approval be valid for a period of 1 year and also with the same restrictions as the previous applications.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Levengough.
Aye.
Mr. Hastings.
Aye.
Dr. Carson.
Aye.
Mr. Williamson.
Aye.
And I too. So you voted 5-0, sir. Your case is approved.
Thank you.
Entertain a motion for adjournment.
Nice job.
May I ask a question real quick to the board?
Yes.
With regards to the zoning question for our company? So we have the opportunity to work with a corporate client, Royal Farms, as I'm sure you're familiar, to run some locations with them this year. We're finalizing the licensing agreement with that.
So that's not an appropriate question to ask the board.
Oh, sorry.
Better questions, talk to Ms. Norwood down at the end.
Okay.
If those applications come before the board, then the board can entertain them then.
Sure. Yep. Can I ask her after the fact?
Give us a minute.
Okay. Thank you.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Second.